Mitzvah Erev in Parak Aleph Mishnah Tet Makifin Shlosha Chavolim Zeh Lamala Mizeh Mizeh Lamala Mizeh Ovobad Shelo Yehei Ben Chevel Lechavero Shlosha Tzvachim. We said in the previous mission that a caravan is traveling and they camp down in the valley before Shabbos and they want to carry in their encampment on Shabbos. They create a mechita using clay behema, and if the clay behema were at least 10 tzvachim hot and the mechita covered at least 50% of the enclosure, they would be allowed to carry within the enclosure. Now this mission gives an alternative way for them to create a mechita. They can use three ropes to create a mechita. And these ropes, if they're strategically placed, would allow them to carry in their encampment. They would take the three ropes and put one on top of the other. And as long as each rope is within three tefachim of each other, we look at the space between the rope as if it's filled up. As the halacha l'moshe mitzina of Lava teaches us that when you place one rope within three tefachim of the other rope, it's as if the space between them is filled up. The share of the ropes and the thickness has to be more than a tefach. The three ropes together should have an accumulative thickness of more than a tefach in order that the mechita would be at least 10 tefachim high. As we take the three ropes and we encircle the encampment with the three ropes, the first rope is placed within three tefachim of the ground, and the second rope is placed within three tefachim of the first rope, and the third rope is placed within three tefachim of the second rope. So since each rope is within three tefachim of the next rope, so altogether the space between the three ropes is a little bit less than 9 tefachim, which is not enough for a mechita. Mechita has to be at least 10 tefachim. So the thickness of the ropes has to make up the extra tefachim, a little bit more that we need for a mechita of 10 tefachim. So therefore the Mishnah said the cumulative thickness of the three ropes has to be more than a tefach, so that way the mechita is at least 10 tefachim high and would allow you to carry in the encampment within this mechita that was created by these ropes. This mission gives a third alternative to a caravan that is camping out in the valley and wants to carry in their encampment on Shabbos. They can encircle their encampment with rods. They can insert the rods in the ground, and the rods would be regarded as a mechita as long as there is less than three tefachim between one rod and the other. And since there is less than three tefachim between one rod and the other, the halacha l'moshe mitzina alavad would teach us it's as if the space between the rods was filled up, and it's as if the entire encampment was completely enclosed. That was the chacham mar lenient, and allowed you to create a mechita using rods or ropes that are within three tefachim of each other. That's only mutter for a shiara, for a caravan of people that are traveling together. If there are three or more people traveling together, they're regarded as a shiara, and the chacham would be lenient and allow them to create a mechita using rods or ropes that are within three tefachim of each other. However, if there are less than three people traveling together, if only one or two people are traveling, they would not be regarded as a shiara, and the chacham would not be lenient, and they would not be allowed to create a mechita using rods or ropes that are within three tefachim of each other, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The chacham oimrim lo dibru b'shiara ela b'hova. The chacham hold that even only one or two people that are traveling together would be allowed to create a mechita using rods or ropes that are within three tefachim of each other. That which the previous Messiah mentioned, shiara, is only because it's normal for three or more people to be traveling together. Normally, one or two people would not travel alone. However, if there are one or two people traveling, they would be allowed to create a mechita using rods or ropes that are within three tefachim of each other. Kol mechita she'ena shoshati v'sha'arim. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rabbi Yehuda argued with the previous Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rabbi Yehuda, a mechita that is made using rods or ropes that are within three tefachim of each other is not a valid mechita at all, even for a caravan that is camping out in a valley. And according to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rabbi Yehuda, any mechita that does not consist of both vertical and horizontal pieces is not a mechita. So therefore, if you make a vertical mechita using rods or horizontal mechita using ropes that encircle encampment, it is not regarded as a mechitza at all. The Chachamim Oimrim, Echa Mishnei Tvarim, Chachamim say, either one of the two is sufficient. You don't need both vertical and horizontal pieces. If you have mechitza that are made out of vertical pieces, such as rods, that would be sufficient. Or if you have mechitza made out of horizontal pieces, such as ropes, that would also be a valid mechitza. As we just said previously, the Chachamim hold that a mechitza that's made out of rods or ropes that are within three tefachim of each other would be kosher, even for one or two people that are traveling together and are camping out. However, the Mephoshim say that these chachamim that are mentioned now are even more lenient than the chachamim that were mentioned previously. And the chachamim that were mentioned previously, even though they are lenient and allow a mechitza that is made out of rods or roads that are within 3 tefachim of each other, even for one or two people that are traveling together. However, for somebody who is not traveling, it would not be mutter to create a mechitza using only rods or ropes that are within 3 tefachim of each other. However, the chacham hold that even for somebody who is not traveling, it's mutter to create a mechitza using rods or ropes that are within 3 tefachim of each other. Arbezvar patru b'machane. The following 4 things, the chacham and patru, soldiers that are camped out at war, even if they're only at a war, that Mohammed Harashut is a voluntary war, it's not a mandatory war. Even so, the Chum made a special dispensation regarding the following 4 things. Mavian Aitzin Mikol Mokum. Soldiers are allowed to bring wood from anywhere, even if the wood obviously has an owner, such as the wood has been wrapped up in rope. Even so, the Chum allowed them to take the wood as Hefker best, and Hefker, whatever the best in society is Hefker, would be regarded as Hefker. Upiturim Mevrechita Tidan. And soldiers at war are puzzled from washing their hands before eating. However, they still would be chayav in Mayim Acharonim. At the Chacham Institute, Mayim Acharonim, because of a cheshach takana, because of the danger of melech domit, this type of salt can blind the eyes, and that's why the Chacham said you have to wash your hands after eating. So even soldiers would be chayav in Mayim Acharonim. Umi Dmai, and soldiers are puzzled from Dmai. If they obtain produce from an Amaris, they would not have to take off Kumas Meiser before eating it. Umi La'aris, and soldiers are puzzled from an Erev Chatzeris. For example, if they're camped out and their encampment is surrounded by a wall, they would be allowed to carry from one OL to another OL within the wall, even though they did not make an Erev Chatzeris.